The burning questions first. Last time we spoke a few days ago, there was some pizza and talk of like chips and salsa. How's the food consumption been?
Good. We've been keeping it sustainable with plenty of eating.
Good.
The hardest part, honestly, has been we've been racing at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So like kind of like the breakfast at 8 or whatever, and then kind of snacking and having some cereal or whatever before we go. Which I guess is not that hard, but it's a little different, a little foreign to us. Figuring it out quick, though.
How, we're getting really granular, but like, if you're racing it to, you got to warm up maybe an hour beforehand. Are you eating like a lunch in between there before?
I haven't really been eating a meal. We've been just like having eggs and toast and like a full breakfast at 8 or 9, maybe pushing it a little later if we can. And then I've just kind of like an hour or two later had cereal and toast. JC made a sandwich, like just light stuff so that we never like actually eat a big meal.
And what's on the menu for tonight's dinner?
We're getting some burgers from the restaurant.
Okay.
Ordering for takeout.
That sounds reasonable. Sure. Okay, so you and JC are both, you know, you're through your first, your first European weekend of racing. And, you know, I'm kind of curious, like, let's talk process goals first. At least, I mean, maybe you speak that kind of language. I know, like, I just had a conversation with Jesse where, you know, we talk about results, but she's very process goal oriented and, you know, tends to, obviously she's wants good results, but they kind of like speak for themselves, I suppose. So coming into the weekend and coming into each respective race, you finished today, I believe, 32nd, super stout. But like, what were process goals coming into today?
Today, unlike yesterday, I wasn't as worried about pacing, but my process goals, I think, were to just like try to hang, get some rides where I could and just be smart about that racing and try to be smooth and just ski well. And I think I did that. It was really nice to ski with a group of people again, like just being able to gauge my effort and speed off them. But yeah, I guess I didn't have any super concrete stuff.
Okay. I'm curious because I covered the women's race first. There's obviously a lot of news associated with that. So I'm looking at live timing here. I'm trying to pull this up. So you started one bib behind Kruger.
Yes.
So I'm kind of curious, you know, from the outset, having a person like Kruger, who's notable, he's an Olympic gold medalist, start a couple of seconds ahead of you in the next bib. You know, who were you eyeing to pace off of or not eyeing to pace off of as you tried to, you know, presumably pick off a couple spots at the end of the day?
Yeah, I definitely had him in my sights, but was obviously like ready to respond to that being too much of a pace. And right off the bat, I like kind of caught up fairly quickly and then was in a group with him, and he moved his way through the group and beyond it, and I just stayed with that group, which was going a good speed. So I think that ended up well, but it was fun to like have someone fast like that in my vicinity to sort of compare myself to a little bit and try to hang with. And yeah, I guess at the end of the day, I just skied my race, but yeah.
You know, I'm curious, like, how did you kind of keep, and it is a race, I'm sure, you know, you're thinking about, you know, your effort and load, and are you going too hot? Do you have more to give? But at any time, are you able to sort of like look around and be like, holy, you know, I'm looking here at the finish. It's like, you know, I'm skiing with Dario Colonia, you know, Tomsess not too far up ahead. It's like, you're right there in the thick of it. I'm curious if you had an opportunity at all in those 15K to kind of, to reflect momentarily on, you know, where you are and what was happening.
Yeah, I think my group, I was not super attentive of who exactly it was, but I remember like coming through the stadium on a few laps, and just around the corner was a group with a bunch of Norwegian suits, I couldn't like see a lot of people directly, but it was fun to feel like, oh, they're like right around the corner. And, but yeah, other than that, I was like kind of in it.
Really close to being in the points. And I'm imagining, you know, Matt Wickham and whomever are not putting undue pressure on yourself. But was it a goal of yours coming into the weekend? It's like, I want to pop a top 30 and I think I'm capable of doing that.
I think it was more of a, I think I'm capable of doing that and less of, I want to pop a top 30, I guess. But because even like the last few weeks, my time trials have definitely felt like I've felt my training load, and just talking with Jan, my coach at home, I think we sort of made a plan to really like manage those expectations and just like remember that it is still November and I'm someone who really hasn't raced big races before the new year. So yeah, I'm happy with where I'm at, and I didn't have a ton of like results stuff, even if in the back of my mind I was like thinking I could be at a certain place.
Okay, so you feel good, and I'm just kind of curious, coming off of a 3 week or 3 day series here, which like you had mentioned, like this is a pretty significant race load for you at this time of year, where, you know, you're 20, you're usually, as you mentioned the other day, you're usually kind of eyeing, you know, senior nationals, which are, you know, after New Year's, early January. You know, how do you feel physically and mentally right now? I mean, it's obviously early, but just like after 3 days of pretty serious racing.
Yeah, pretty drained. But we got 2 weeks till the next race, so I'm thinking it'll be all right. But yeah, we're feeling pretty tired here.
And being 20-year-old guys in Finland on the World Cup, and it's a pandemic, do you have any like sort of natural diversions you guys keeping sane?
Yeah, we figured out how to play split screen Fortnite, so we've been doing that. And cooking's been kind of fun, so yeah. I mean, we're just hanging out together mostly, and I think video games have been our diversion, but because JC brought his Xbox.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for your time, and have a great couple week break.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for your time.